Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me is Tish from, where are you from? Tell us where you're from and what you do, please, Tish.
So I own a spa, Polish Day Spa. I'm actually originally from Sault Ste. Marie.
No way.
Yeah, I moved here 19 for actually aesthetic school.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so this podcast is all about people who make other people feel better. Mm-hmm. So how do you make people feel better every day?
So we created like a safe space for women to come, mingle, and look pretty, right? So it's a safe space for everyone to connect. And also, I do facials.
Yep.
So human touch is, I find, like these days, it's very rare to have someone like, imagine on the street, someone's giving you a massage.
I could imagine, but right? It would be a little weird.
But if you're in a bed, it's safe. You're relaxed. It's the first time in the day you stop and you get to either you can talk and unleash your day, or you can relax and get massaged your face. Plus, all the products that we use are natural.
Nice.
So the smells aren't overpowering, but it's relaxing in its own that way.
Nice.
And so, and then if they are relaxed, they feel good, but then they look good. So, and if you look good on your exterior, it makes you feel good interior too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we make people feel good. And, you know, we do nails, all aesthetic services, all to enhance the natural beauty of women.
I love it. Yeah. And that just helps to build people's confidence, right? They're feeling good on the outside. They feel good on the inside, and they just generally feel better. So that's pretty cool. So that must give you a bit of fulfillment on a daily basis, that you spend your days actually like positively impacting other people's lives. Like, you're legitimately making people feel better. Do you ever consider that?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. I love when people leave and they feel like they feel good. They feel like they just released, you know, because a lot of people talk, right? And it's the first time like someone's listening to them in the day too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's almost like, I don't want to say it's like a therapist, but it's almost like a therapist
session. Sounds like therapy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and so they get to unleash, you know, their daily stresses and also get pampered.
Nice.
So they do leave feeling really good, and that makes me feel good.
Nice.
That I've made them feel good.
That's really cool. That's really important. And you must hear some good stories.
Oh, I could.
You can't talk about them here.
I don't think. I can't talk about those, but we hear everything. Like, I've had clients on the table cry and,
really?
You know, who've lost, you know, their parents during a Brazilian wax. Oh. Because the connection, even
the parent died during the wax, or you heard about the death during
they passed away, and I create a safe space even in a like vulnerable situation like that.
Yeah.
They feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I'm happy I can just be there for them again, just to feel good.
Yeah.
Right.
Do people share more depending on what you're doing to them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But like, people share everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I know a lot of things, probably more than maybe their significant other.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I, again, it's a safe space. So what happens is between esthetician and client.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I walked in there the other day, when I met you for the first time, it was pretty chill and relaxed.
Yeah. I would say it is like a very relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, how could it not be,
right?
Yeah,
you're
at a spa, you're getting, you know, your nails done or your facial, whatever it may be. We do lashes, like body treatments, all sorts
you
of
you do way more than I thought everything. You did. That's pretty cool. Okay. So that's good. I'm learning a little bit. And so are our viewers learning a bit about what you do. That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's not just nails.
No, it's not just nails.
It's like head to toe.
It's head to toe. So we even do like injectables.
No way.
Yeah, we do Reiki.
I don't need injectables. Can you tell?
You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look great. but permanent makeup we do. And we have like Brazilian drainage. We do all sorts of treatments.
Okay.
And everything is also built on more of a spiritual connection too with our clients.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
and like, how do you establish that?
So we do a lot of treatments, like Reiki, massage.
You do?
Yeah. And so
this is way deeper than I thought we were gonna get, because I thought it was just like nails.
It's just nails.
No offense, because I don't know, I don't read signs.
Yeah.
But this is good. So continue. So Reiki. What else?
We do eyelash extensions, like permanent makeup. So myself, I even had it done because.
Oh, really? The permanent makeup?
Yeah.
Really? So, how does that work?
So it's like tattooing on your skin.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had, you know, the 90s. I grew up in high school, thin brows.
Right.
And so then I had to color them in. Anyway, permanent makeup, just I wake up. I go swimming. I don't have to worry about my
You don't brows. Have to do it. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No,
and they look good. Like every couple of years you get it touched up.
It's really? Great.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I bet people love that. Because how much time do you waste mucking about every with makeup morning. All the time?
Yeah. And people are, I think, like even today, I'm like kind of fresh face. Like people are going, like again, a little bit more enhancing natural beauty. So the less work you can do, but like that's why facials, the permanent makeup, even if you do a lash enhancement, we do lash lifts. Like it's all like easy mornings.
Yeah.
Your nails are done. So like you walk out the door, you're already like 90% ready.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Right on. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers? Maybe talk a bit about where you're located and how could people get in touch with you?
So we are located on Lakeshore and 30th. And we have our website. Can I say the website?
Yeah, do it.
So it's www.polishedayspa.ca. We do offer online booking.
Oh, nice.
You can call in. We do have an Instagram, polishedayspa.ca. Facebook, like we're all over the platforms.
Okay.
All they have to put in is polishedayspa.ca and give us a call, email, text even.
Nice.
And yeah, we're there. We're available. We're like only been in business 2 years.
No way.
So we're trying to
Congrats.
Grow the business.
I'll tell you, you picked a good neighborhood. Like mm-hmm. this is a very central location mm-hmm. in Toronto. It's super mm-hmm. easy to get to. Mm-hmm. And so I think you'll do well with like the local folks here,
but also people
driving in because like Lakeshore is super busy, Brown's Line, the Gardner, so they can
get to you
pretty easily.
And I've been doing it for 20 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have clients from like more like, North Etobicoke that even come to this location.
Yeah.
And it's only like maybe 15 minutes from them where it used to be.
Yeah. Plus it's like an oasis, right? They just come and relax, unwind.
Yeah, and the atmosphere is really pretty. Like I've decorated it nice and put a lot of heart and soul into that place.
Nice, I love it. Very cool. Well, thank you for standing up and talking to me.
This is
cool.
Yeah,
we're not sitting down
me.
And talking. We're standing and talking.
Yeah, this is but, all new for me, so I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're
but
good.
I
you're
hope
good.
It come across okay.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. But thank you very much for joining me and for joining us, Tish. It was really good mm-hmm. to meet you and to talk to you and hear about how you're making people feel better.
Yeah. That's what we're there for, to make you feel good. And that makes us happy.
Right on.
Yeah, so well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next time on the Feel Better podcast. Bye for now.